After the stepmother and her daughter left for the festival, desperate Ye Xian asked the bones for clothes to wear to the festival. Suddenly, she was wearing a sumptuous gown of kingfisher feathers. On her feet were a pair of shining golden shoes, which were magically lighter than a feather. Ye Xian arrived at the festival, and soon all were looking her way. Attracted by her charm, young men circled her, dancing and singing. Shocked by her beauty, the other young ladies looked enviously at her from a distance, complaining that she was stealing their thunder. Ye Xian's stepsister was one of them. After a while, she suddenly cried to her mother, "She looks just like my sister." They both started moving towards Ye Xian to have a clearer look. At the same time, Ye Xian too recognized them in the crowd and fled, leaving behind one of the golden shoes. Once she was home, she quickly changed back into her rags and pretended to be sleeping under a tree in the yard. When her stepmother and sister came back, they saw nothing unusual. Ye Xian's lost shoe was found by a merchant, and a few months later sold to the king of a large island-studded kingdom called Tuohan. Fascinated by the delicate shoe, the young king could not resist yearning for its owner. He ordered his ministers to travel around the kingdom with the shoe and bring back any lady who could fit in it. But the shoe magically changed its size each time it was tried on, and no matter how tiny a girl's foot was, the shoe was always an inch smaller. The eager king summoned the merchant to ask where the shoe was found, only to find out it was somewhere near a mountain on the mainland. The king himself sailed off to the mountain right away. To his disappointment, it was a remote, poor region. He couldn't believe that the owner of the golden shoe could live there. But he still had his men search every house for the other shoe. Finally, they found it, and the gown that Ye Xian had worn to the festival in the drawers under her bed. Ye Xian was taken before the king. Pretty as she was, the king still doubted that the village girl in rags could be the one he had been longing for day and night, so he asked her to try on the shoes and clothes. After a while, from the shabby cottage appeared a lady as beautiful as a fairy. Her smile was radiant, and on her feet were the perfectly fitting golden shoes. At that moment, the king realized that she was the one for him. The stepmother and sister were left behind and continued to live in their village until the day they were killed in a shower of flying stones that came from nowhere. Local people who felt sorry for them buried them in a stone pit and called it the Tomb of the Regretful Women.